Uck claims Jim Crow-style laws are embraced in Texas and Florida. By Hannah Blow on February 15, 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, believes Jim Crow-style laws are being embraced in red states such as Texas and Florida and suggested that Republicans are attempting to replace teaching history with institutionalized propaganda from white nationalist perspectives in our schools. An obvious nod to the fight against the Marxist teachings of critical race theory. In a lengthy interview with The New Yorker, the New York Democrat expressed concern that democracy may not exist in the United States 10 years from now. Notably, in 2019, Ocasio-Cortez also claimed that the world would end in 12 years if the country does not address climate change. What we risk is having a government that perhaps postures as a democracy, and may try to pretend that it is, but isn't. She said, claiming that white nationalist, reactionary politics is starting to grow into a critical mass. I think we will look like ourselves. I think we will return to Jim Crow. I think that's what we risk, she explained before asserting that Jim Crow-style laws are already being embraced in free states such as Texas and Florida. In the Lone Star State, specifically, Ocasio-Cortez pointed to basic election integrity laws. You have it already happening in Texas, where Jim Crow-style disenfranchisement laws have already been proposed. You had members of the state legislature, just a few months ago, flee the state in order to prevent such voting laws from being passed. She said, praising the maskless Democrat members of the Texas state legislature who fled the state last summer in protest of the GOP's efforts to strengthen election safeguards in the state. In Florida, where you had the entire state vote to allow people who were released from prison to be re-enfranchised after they have served their debt to society. That's essentially being replaced with poll taxes and intimidation at the polls, she claimed before pointing to the fight against critical race theory. One of the primary catalysts of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's, victory in the governor's race. You have the complete erasure and attack on our own understanding of history. To replace teaching history with institutionalized propaganda from white nationalist perspectives in our schools. This is what the scaffolding of Jim Crow was, Ocasio-Cortez claimed. The New York Democrat has continued to advance the far left's narrative that basic election integrity laws signal Jim Crow on the horizon. But poll after poll shows that a majority are in favor of voter ID laws and reject racism as a reason for voting integrity laws. And believe one party uses it for political purposes, not for electoral progress.